3, Willis to the air, and that is caught by Golden at the 50. Oh, and he was working downfield on Nehemiah Pritchett.
Great play by Matthew Golden, highly courtesy of the Packers TV network. It is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Sparky in for Mitch Thunder and Ellis. He'll return on Wednesday. Tommy Wirtz producing the show, the star of the show, of course. He is the one and only Mason Crosby, joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. He is Bill Huber of SI. Check him out on Twitter at Bill Huber NFL. Bill, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to do it. How are you doing, guys?
What's up, Bill? Yeah, appreciate you coming on. You know, as we wrap up preseason here and training camp's coming to an end, this weird week of cutdowns and a few kind of light practices during this bye week, getting ready for the regular season. Tell us your. I'd love to just hear your initial thoughts of what you felt. This team looked like in camp, and where you think they stand at this moment as they're about to cut down to the 53-man roster.
Yeah, I don't know, Mason. I'm sure it's exactly what you guys wanted to hear was, I don't know. But, like, the defense looked good throughout training camp, but Jordan Love's not out there for a bunch of it. The receivers aren't out there for a bunch of it. So what do you make out of that? Yeah. The defense got, especially the pass defense, got trounced by Sam Darnold and those guys during the joint practice on Thursday. But, you know, that's 2 hours at the end of training camp. So do you read a whole lot into that? So I don't know. I really don't know what to expect.
So do you think from this this preseason game over the weekend, with some of the – it looked like, the pass rush, the pressure there with that first group in the first quarter, they were, bringing some creative blitzes, doing some different things, and it looked good. But, that, like you said, that wasn't like Thursday where Sam Darnold, the one Seattle didn't really play a lot of their guys. So is that something that, probably we just need to take with a grain of salt there?
I think so. That on top of that, Seattle didn't play anybody. I mean, those are the backups on the O-line. The receivers didn't play. Jalen Miller was their number three quarterback. So, I don't know what to make out of any of that, honestly. I guess you just kind of have to lean back on what you saw last year, right, Mason? I mean, the defense was really good last year.
For sure. Were you surprised that they played who they played in that last game? I was so surprised to see some of those guys out there on the defensive side of the ball. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you are part of that 15 team, Mason. When Jordy goes down the preseason, it's like this. At least from my perspective, I would be interested to know what you thought. It's like the season was over. I'm sure you guys don't have that same mentality, but to me, it's like, shoot, this season's over, and it was.
Just holding your breath a little bit, hoping someone doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal though. You played Detroit in week one, obviously, and Washington in week two, and they're both at home. And these guys have talked about you got to win the division, because if you win the division, you at least get a home game. So from that perspective, you kind of feel like, you hate to say must win, but it kind of feels that way right off the bat. So I think anything you can do to get yourself ready for Detroit is probably worth a shot. So you run Gary and those guys out there for a series, and they play really well, and you come up to feeling pretty good about things. Like, I guess from that perspective, it makes sense. But after, again, I will always go back to 2015, and I would never play my guys. Never, ever, 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 never, because nobody's ever won a Super Bowl in August, but you can lose one. But it worked out. LaFleur said he was holding his breath a bit, but it worked out. They had a good series and got off the field.
Bill Huber, Packers on SI, joins us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. Follow Bill on Twitter at Bill Huber NFL. Packers make a trade yesterday for Darian Kennard, offensive lineman from the Eagles, for a sixth-round draft pick. He's been the last couple Super Bowls, so maybe this gets the Packers to the Super Bowl. But having said that, the offensive linemen, those second string offensive linemen, probably didn't do much to win over this Packers coaching staff. Therefore, they felt like they needed to make a move at this point.
Yeah, it's the Packers have limited offensive line depth, and everybody's like, the sky is falling, and I get it, but nobody has offensive line depth, and that is evident in that trade where the Packers sent a sixth-round pick, which is, small potatoes, whatever, for a guy who's played in three games in three seasons. Three games! And that was a sixth-round draft pick. I mean, it just shows you that no one has offensive line depth, and those guys are so valuable. It's probably been not a great news for Kadeem Telford, I would imagine. That being said, though, a very wise offensive line coach who Mason may or may not know, once said you can get by with one bad offensive lineman, you can't get by with two. So yeah. whoever doesn't start between, that top six group, you're going to have one really good backup. Really good. And you got Belton and the new guys, and maybe you're going to be okay.
So let's talk about Jordan Morgan, Rasheed Walker, this whole conversation piece, because, if Banks can't stay healthy with his issue, with his back, and Elgton Jenkins has his issue that he's playing with, isn't there a real possibility that if those two guys can't stay on the field, that Jordan Morgan is playing guard this year and Rasheed Walker's at left tackle, because that's just how it has to be?
Yeah, 100%. I think there's some – that almost makes sense anyway to have Jordan Morgan be the sixth guy who can move here, there, and everywhere at a moment's notice. That probably makes sense. I think Elgton is not a big deal. He got hit in the back end of Seattle. I was told that that's not a big deal. The Banks thing, though, he's missed a lot of time in camp. So that would be troublesome to me. Especially after you paid the guy $77 million.
Yeah.
I think that is troublesome that he has missed so much time with a back injury, but
I think those are going to be the question marks, right? Like, it's like, okay, so the two guys that you brought in and you paid this offseason, Nate Hobbs and Aaron Banks, not really available at the moment. You hope that maybe that's something that they get over. And Hobbs, I'm guessing, will probably go through some sort of practice schedule this week, getting ready for the first game. But I do want to talk about injuries as a whole. Jaden Reed, like, what's going on there with Jaden Reed? He's been in a boot for most of his camp. Is he going to be available to start this season?
Yeah, LaFleur punted on that one when I asked him this week.
Oh, yeah.
No one's
talked about it the whole week, the whole camp.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you watch the fight video where Zach Tom, starts throwing punches at everybody in sight, Jaden Reed came out there. I wouldn't say Jaden Reed was running real well to get out there. So who knows, but they need him. As much as we've talked about, Matthew Golden is going to be really good, and Romeo Doubs had a great camp, and Jaden Reed is still their number one guy. I don't want to say number one receiver, but he's their best guy, and they need him out there. So this is going to be something to monitor here.
That's what I was going to ask. We got Bill Huber here with Packers on SI, Twitter at Bill Huber NFL on the Mason Crosby Show. I was going to ask about that, like the receivers. So Matthew Golden, obviously healthy, like, is out there. So he's kind of been the number one, and kind of honestly, he's exceptional. Like that catch he had in the preseason game, that was unbelievable. He waited till the last second, cut behind the guy. He's going to be special, but he's going to have some ups and downs. And you can hear it from Jordan Love whenever he talks about him. Like, I just kind of – I've been in those buildings a long time, and when someone's saying something, they're saying all the right things, but there's still some question marks, right? It's like, can he be the guy to carry it? You got Dobbs, who obviously Jordan Love really cares about. I was watching this America's Team deal on Netflix. I don't know if y'all have seen that. But something stuck out to me, and we talked about it all offseason, about getting a number one wide receiver. And it was what Troy Aikman said about Michael Irvin. He was like, whenever everything was falling apart, anything was, I just didn't feel comfortable, I would find Michael Irvin. Like, I would just force it to him. He was going to make a catch. He was going to do that. And that, in my mind, is why you need a guy that you say, like, we are building this around you. You are our number one wide receiver. How do you feel about that, Bill?
Yeah, it makes sense. And I will go back to last year, and this brings for this year too, where you look at, they have so many weapons in the passing game, and you're like, it's an advantage to Green Bay because what team has enough corners to match up with everybody? And then obviously we know that it didn't work out that way. When the games mattered, all of Green Bay's depth in the world didn't matter. They didn't have that go-to guy like you're talking about in those clutch situations. So can Matthew Golden be that guy at 5'11"? Yeah, I don't know. But I will say that for as much as we've talked about his 4.29 speed in the 40, and it's real, that's not why he's good. He's good because he's always open. He runs great routes and he catches everything. And part of that probably is to do with the speed, because defensive backs have to back off on him. But he's been open all summer and he catches everything. He had one drop, Mason. You go through OTAs and training camp. We saw him drop one pass. And you mentioned him coming back for that ball last minute. That's a lot of maturity for a third-year guy. He never really put up these great numbers in college. Yeah, he's going to be, you hate to put too much on a rookie, but he's going to be really good.
Talking with Bill Huber of SI Football Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We talk about wide receivers, Bill, and I get down with that, the injuries and so forth. I think you could say the X factor to this Packers offense very well may be a guy that can't stay healthy but has shown flashes, and that's Luke Musgrave, as far as what they can do with him and Tucker Kraft on the field together, providing he can stay on the field.
Yeah, if you're shorthanded at a receiver, what's the alternative? You just go put two tight ends out there, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to say that Tucker Kraft, and I hate to use the word great because great has been so overused it almost doesn't mean anything anymore.
That's a good
point.
But
Tucker Kraft is going to be great.
Yep.
He already might be on his way, and the numbers might not short at the end of the year because, again, they have so many weapons and things, and I get that, but he is going to be a legitimately great player, an X-factor, a guy the defensive coordinators lose sleep over.
Yeah.
But like you said, one of the big developments of this camp was the return of Luke Musgrave, who I realized he was hurt last year, but even before he was hurt, he didn't do anything. Like, he had a very inconspicuous training camp. He barely played week one. He made no impact at all before he was injured. The Luke Musgrave that we've seen at training camp this year making plays downfield is exactly the guy who they thought they were drafting a couple years ago. That has a chance to be a real dynamic duo. And I remember I talked to Steno about it during OTAs, where the Packers' play action game, for as well as they ran the ball last year, the play action game stunk. Well, how do you fix that, Steno? And you talked about Luke Musgrave and going two tight ends. So his ability to stretch the field is going to be a real X factor.
Bill, I totally agree with that. And we have to go to Jordan Love and like his thumb deal and all of that. Like, kind of what you think his health is going to be for that week one game. And kind of what you just said, like, what is their game plan going to be? In my mind, I'm like, you feed the rock to Josh Jacobs as much as possible. Don't force this O-line group, if it's kind of pieced together week one, if Aaron Banks or somebody's not available, just let them run the ball as much as possible. Bring in the tight ends, just kind of play that game within the game. But just talk about Jordan Love's thumb, how he's looked, like how he's feeling. Is there any kind of sense up there in Green Bay that that he's going to be good to go by week one here?
Yeah, Jordan said that he'd be good, and then he quickly corrected himself and said, well, we'll see. Mm. But I'm sure he'll be fine. But there might be some limitations, and that goes to what you were just talking about, where you better protect him. Exactly. There's no thumbs getting banged on helmets, that sort of stuff that happens to quarterbacks. You got to protect them, and that means exactly what you just said. You got to run the ball. You go two tight ends. You max protect. You take your shots where you get them, but you got to keep him out of harm's way until, A, he's in a groove, which he's not going to be because of the injury, and, B, until that thumb is 100% back to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think that's – whenever you watch this offense sometimes, and I know it's preseason, but I think we've had some people call in on the show and talk about it, where it's just like, I just wish it would get more dynamic. And I was watching it in this last preseason game, and I can see where people think that, like, LaFleur does a lot within each kind of formation and lineup. But it isn't like the most dynamic offense at times. It's pretty straightforward. They're doing a lot of a lot of simple stuff. But I think that's by design, so that you can kind of build off of it. And I hope that they come into this Lions game with a few wrinkles that maybe they haven't seen before, and that Jordan Love can just get off to a really hot start. And I think that's going to be important. So I got another question on the defensive side of the ball, though. I'm going to go here in case I miss it. What do you think? Obviously, specialists doing great. McManus had a great camp. It looks like long snappers just been really solid. But I want to talk about Waylon. I mean, that dude is mushing the ball. Like, he's punted out of his mind. What kind of weapon do you see him being this year for this team?
Yeah, maybe it's a short list here, but I mean, he's by far the best punter I've ever seen. I mean, it's not even close. It's like a pro golfer. It's like, It just looks so effortless, and they bang the ball 320 yards down the fairway, and it's like they're not putting any effort into it, and that's willing. It's amazing. It's how the ball goes off of him. 50, 55 yards, like, every time. He's legit. And it does, if you want to play that kind of game where you want to go count on your defense and play field position, that allows you to win games that way.
Exactly.
You also feel like your offense can score points. So I guess I'm saying you can win games a lot of ways because of the weapons you got on offense, but also the punter gives you such a field position advantage every week.
No doubt. Yeah, he's really impressed. And for me as like a specialist in myself, like I watch those punters so much over my whole career. And like that way, if they ever asked anything, I just could have some insight for him. But his drop is so quiet. Orzik's snaps have been so good that it makes it really easy for him. And he's short and compact and then just, hits the ball. So I totally agree with you. I think if you get in some defensive battles, play field position game, as Jordan loves getting his rhythm, getting in, into this thing, this team still has a shot whenever you play, you have a punter like that and can play good special teams. But I saw that you put on your Twitter page and you wrote a little article, I think, about kind of your projections of who's making this team. And one specific guy that I think has been a great story and I just want to, hit on is Bo Melton. You believe Bo Melton's going to make this team, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, he's 100% stone cold lock. It's amazing, Mason. You were there. You've seen more than a few guys go from receiver to corner.
Oh, yeah.
Or corner to receiver. I mean, it's not uncommon, but it never works. It's always like
that's
this
tough
career Hail Mary. It's like, well, this guy's got some talent. We can't make a decision. Well, let's just try it here and see if it works out. And with Bo, I mean, Bo wasn't going to make the team a receiver probably, and they just drafted two guys, so he's not going to make it a receiver. And everybody knows he's got the skill set athletically, and he's a nice guy. And it's like, well, they're switching positions because he's got some skill. We'll give it a shot, but it's not going to work.
Yeah,
no, there's no way it's going to work. And so he starts off camp really good, and you're thinking, well, okay, he's off to a good start, but he knows Green Bay's offense. He knows all the receivers. How much is he just living on his insight into that?
Exactly.
And he just knows what's coming. So you wait for the preseason to come. Well, first preseason game goes good. Well, that's against the Jets, And then joint practice comes, and he just never missed a beat. He legit deserves a shot to be on the team. And as much as you say you hate to have him get matched against a really good receiver ever, Maybe he'd make it. Like you've seen no reason why he can't stop somebody. Like it wasn't like you saw number 16 getting torched deep by Dobbs and those guys. Love wasn't beating him routinely. I mean he just didn't give up much. He broke up some passes. He is the story of training camp for what he's done, because I don't want to say it's unheard of because Sam Shields did it once upon a time. But
Sam Shields is the only successful one I can remember.
Yeah, it just never works out around a league, and he's made it work out, and he's earned. There's nothing that's been given to him. He's not on the camp. He's not on the roster because of special teams. He's flat out earned his spot because of what he did on defense.
I love that. Well, we got Bill Huber joining the Mason Crosby Show. He's at Packers on SI at Bill Huber NFL on Twitter. Really appreciate you jumping on, Bill. I like Bo Melton's the type of story that that I wake up for every morning. Just like a guy that puts his head down, works hard. He makes a great, he makes a business decision knowing that, on this team, he's not going to make wide receiver. I'm going to try this out. I'm going to do what's, what I can to help, continue my career and help this Packers football team. And I just hope he goes out there and balls this year. He's going to be a great special teams player. We already know that. And then he's going to really help this defense whenever, guys get banged up and he gets called upon. So really appreciate it, Bill. And look forward to having you on again sometime.
All right, take care, guys. Appreciate it.
Right, you thanks. Best to take care. There he is, Bill Huber, joining us again on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We'll take a quick timeout, come back on the other side, switch gears back to the Brewers. Pat Murphy had some interesting words about this Brewers team after they lose their last two series. We'll get to that straight ahead. The Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky filling in for Thunder along with Mason Crosby.